So,
what was the hazing like?
Prior to my being there, it was very difficult. The summer trip that they made in 1939, just before the war started, was so bad. The upperclassmen's treatment over the lowerclassmen was so bad that the kids were writing home telling their parents. And when the ship came back from its European cruise, they didn't return to Boston. They returned to New London, Connecticut, and a hearing was held to determine just what was going on. And several cadets were threatened with expulsion, except that they were going to graduate immediately. But in any case, the Board of Commissioners put a clamp on hazing, period. They told the existing cadets there would be no more hazing. So we walked into a completely different atmosphere than what other classes had. There was some hazing, but they were very careful about it. If a kid made a mistake, yeah, he did some push-ups or something. But just arbitrary punishment because one didn't look right or smiled at the wrong guy or something like that, that's what would get them in trouble otherwise. So the hazing was out of it as far as my class was concerned. And we had a relatively easy transition from civilians to cadets, and